It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is Satan luring me down this road, or is he merely awaiting me at the end?
Hot outside, isn't it? 89 and insufferable, like Regis.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're going to be getting our very first buzz of the day.
Right.
And also meeting our fat daddies. They're getting ready for their competition. Had the pleasure of going to the green room and shaking a lot of very sweaty hands.
Are they oiling up?
They're oiling up. They're ready. I don't know. Yeah. You know, it seems like the air conditioning is working just fine in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, Rob and I are certainly no strangers to the world of fat. That's why we can get away with this.
Yeah, you know, 2%
naked exploitation of fat people, because we're fat, so we can do it. Nobody can pick on us.
2% of scientists blame us for global warming.
I know. I want to talk about the Buzz Babes in just a second, but first let's get rid of this call. Mike in Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Sounds high.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, just a few days ago, I ran into one of those guys that came to the door with the extermination service that guy was talking about.
Uh-huh. Bug spray salesman? Bug spray salesman!
Yeah, bug spray salesman.
Yeah, those bugs can bite.
This guy gave me this whole big runaround about how he was going to kill the ants on my farm. I live on a farm in southern Maryland.
Ant farm?
Yeah, an ant farm.
Well, you can get ants on a farm.
Sure, big ones. You can ride them.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. You can get if you're in a farm, how do you get ants? What's the problem?
Well, what the hell? You know, I mean, on this big ass farm, there's no way.
You're not making any sense. You can get ants on a farm.
Well, yeah, but don't you think we got enough insecticide around this farm to take care of the ants that we got?
I suppose. I don't know. I've never been to your farm, Mike.
Are you drinking the insecticide, Mike?
Mike, have you been imbibing a little bit today?
No, not at all.
Are you on any kind of prescription medication?
A little bit.
All right.
take a little more.
A little farm injury, you may, like sever the hand or something like that,
and now
you're
just
you know, taking sort of farms. Yes, PHARM.
Sadly, the combine is full of toes.
Welcome to Ardinger Farms. Mike, enjoy the rest of your day. I don't have to tell you that. I know you're already going to do it.
He's going
to
be fine.
Let's go to Amy in Vermont. Hello, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing just peachy
fine.
Today.
I had a girl just like that come up to my house last year.
Hmm. What'd she do? How did it end up?
What happened?
Well, it sounded like the exact same thing. She looked, you know, kind of little birdie, kind of strange, and she had this envelope, like she had, you know, written down on it instructions of what she was going to say,
mm-hmm.
and she said the same thing, that she was in this contest, and she had to earn points, and it had something to do with, you know, learning how to be a better public speaker of some sort.
Right.
And, you know, she kind of gave me the creeps, and I had a little, you know, baby inside, and I was kind of nervous that, you know, there might be someone with her, so I sent her on her way, and it just got me thinking that it wasn't right, so I called the police department in town.
Yes.
And they said that they had gotten reports from this, you know, that there's a girl going around and that she was working with a partner.
Okay.
And they were trying to see if you were home, and while she was asking you these questions,
get
she was
to the point.
Inside.
Get to the point. Please get to the point.
I'm sorry, man.
My
I'm
God.
So sorry.
Do you tell all of your stories like this?
Things move slower in Vermont.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Right.
What is the gist of it? What were they? Were they scam artists?
They were scam artists. They were trying to see what you had inside for valuables, and they would come back later when you weren't home.
Yeah,
oh,
that's how it
very
works.
Good. Yep. Well, now I'm worried. All right, thank you very much for the call. Rob, your story, in 15 seconds or less, yours
oh, yeah.
was amazing.
Carrie right called, and actually reminded and forgotten about this, is that we had a guy come to our house a couple years ago mm-hmm. Selling magazines. They were lousy magazines. They were overpriced, but he seemed like a good guy.
Right.
And he said if you could buy a one-year subscription, it would really help us out.
Understood.
I said, fine, whatever. How much? $35. I think we got a subscription. To Grit, if you remember Grit
you're a
magazine.
Lucky man.
Yeah, well, it never really arose. And when we got the kids.
Arose, I like that. I love it. It never arose.
That's from a Harry Morgan movie.
It never arose.
We got the canceled check back, and it had been altered to say $135.
Oh, my God.
He had written the one in front of it.
Grifter, grifter.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
And a slick one.
Be afraid. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Yes, we're here to frighten you. Let's get to our first buzz. Before we do that, the Buzz Babe thing going well. Tomorrow. tomorrow on the show, we are going to be surrounded, hopefully, by buzz babes. How does that progress, oh, horny one?
Beautiful women continue to sign
up. Oh, horny one.
Mike, and we do, in fact, still have five committed for tomorrow. It still could increase. We could have more, depending on the applicants. But Kristen, Allie, Megan, McKenzie, and Kaz will all be here.
Very good. And your buzz is displaying a new garment that someone provided us for. Do we have to give a plug for this? These are the Buzz Babe Mike O'Mara Show WJFK thongs.
Yes.
Wow.
Delicate underthings.
That's the name of the company that provided those?
No. The name of the company is Joe's Rag Shack.
Oh, Joe did it.
Yeah, nice job, huh?
Okay. All right.
No, these are actually
Someone told me we had somebody produce them
until I told you that.
Okay.
All right, Mike, Fairfax's number one source for factory seconds.
Very, very good. Yes. But there they are.
It's very nice. Aren't they nice, Beth?
Mike O'Mara Show on the front.
Buzz? I'd like to see the logo.
Rob would like to see it as
very
well.
Very nice, yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Not my size, but very nice.
Well, we have all sizes.
Very nice thongs. So,
anything for the Buzz Babes.
Each of our Buzz Babes will be receiving
a little
one of those
perk, a little souvenir, something for them to take
thongs.
Home.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Looking very exciting, Buzz.
Why were you staring at me, Beth Ann? You came in, you keyed your mic, you looked at me, and you turned your mic off, and now you're leaving. Why?
You know that joy that I felt when Rob played that opening song with Hannibal Lecter?
Uh-huh.
Buzz just sucked it out of me when he mentioned that the thongs came from Joe's Rag Shack.
You asked.
I know. I thought they were like from a legitimate like listener.
Hey, that's legitimate. And
I really thought not.
A lot.
Did we pay for them?
No.
Okay.
And if anybody does, I will.
Are they prototypes?
Yes, they are actually.
Right. Okay. Yeah. How about the news?
All right. How about the news?
Yes.
Do you want to?
Yes. I'm sorry. No. You know, it's not you. It's not you, Joe. It's that I thought that we'd had donations come in from outside the family. That's
here,
I'm sure we will.
I hope we do. Mm-hmm. I hope we do.
I can fix this.
It's just surprise. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Do not touch the glass. Do not approach the glass. You pass in nothing but soft paper, no pencils or pens.
Makes me look like a sick MF.
There you go. But you're better now.
Yes, thank you. That's my fix. It's really working. I'm not well. Okay, Buzzy, what do you got?
Let me begin with the word wow.
Wow.
In Pasadena, California, a big obscenity trial is underway.
Okay.
Man's accused of running a website that oversteps society's boundaries of decency by featuring sex with animals and extreme fetishes, including the scatological.
Woo!
Exactly, sir. After the jury spent hours watching these videos, the judge yesterday suspended the trial at the request of the Pornmeister's lawyers. The judge kind of had to do this because, you see, the judge has a website of his own that includes sexually explicit material. Not enough to get you arrested, as Chris Rock says.
Just enough to get you by.
Exactly.
So, the judge has a website?
Of his own. Yeah, a personal website. I don't know what it is exactly. I have not seen the website, but he has a website. And among the things on that website are sexually explicit things that even the judge admits appeal to prurient interests.
So, I'm just trying to get my head around. Is he perhaps a practicing attorney as well? You can't do that if you're a judge, right? Why would a judge have a website?
You could do it.
Well, anybody can have a website.
Anybody can have a website. Sure. But why does a judge have a website with porn on it?
Well,
doesn't make any sense.
He's just a man.
I don't get
flesh
it.
And bone.
Obviously a swinging jurist.
All right. Okay.
As Boston Legal's Alan Shore might say, it goes to the judge's ability to be impartial in this case.
Yeah, he's probably sympathetic to the scatological.
Sure.
Judge Alex Kaczynski is not just any judge. He's also Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit Court.
Wow.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Where is this? Where is this?
Pasadena, California is where the trial is underway.
Okay. All right.
You sure it's not Florida?
Say no more. It's like, they could go any further, the crazies go into the Pacific Ocean. That's what my father used to say.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why there's the Pacific there. Keep all the crazies in California from going any further.
Well, Fox News was at it again yesterday.
What do they screw up now?
This time using an on-screen graphic describing Michelle Obama as, quote, Obama's baby mama.
Watch this. Went to the internet. The internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fabulous service, Rob.
I love it. It's like worldwide.
You can get it at your house.
So fast.
I don't care for it.
You know you can go anywhere in the world. It's really something fast.
Have your own website.
I just bought a new newswire. I don't need it.
this was amazing, and they went back to it again and again.
Yeah.
And this wasn't somebody calling Michelle Obama the baby mama.
No, it was on
this
screen.
This was the people at Fox, once again, the editors at Fox,
mm-hmm.
who, I said this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that anchor woman and whoever wrote that story about the, the fist bump being a terrorist gesture.
Right.
These are the zealots that are trying so hard to please their masters over there.
To get noticed.
They're so
in the past, mm-hmm. because these little games really aren't going to work as well during this election cycle. No. I just don't think it's going to happen. But they're all going, hey, yeah, put baby mama up there. That'll get people going. They're just such
stains. If I know anything at all about Fox News, I know they meant no harm.
Oh, boy.
Well, I had heard, wasn't old Roop planning kind of a shakeup over at Fox News?
He's been talking disturbingly optimistically about Barack Obama.
And yeah. I also heard that he was going to perhaps fire Roger Ailes if he hadn't already.
That might be something.
Very
it
interesting
might be time
stuff.
To do that.
Yeah, found
we'll
out
see.
About Roger Ailes' website.
Yeah, with the porn on it.
Yeah, all that fetishism.
Now, don't judge him too harshly.
No, we're not here to talk about Fox News. We're here to talk about a more important issue, like who will make the hotter first lady.
Okay.
We have two pretty good choices.
I like that.
Michelle Obama and Cindy McCain.
Right.
The latest Rasmussen poll shows that, despite the other factors, 61% of us will at least be partly influenced in our vote by the first lady factor.
Uh-huh.
And on the question, which wife do you like more, Cindy McCain beats Michelle Obama by 1%.
I'm not surprised at
just
this.
How close it is.
And you know, it's almost like the Ginger Marianne issue.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, you might be onto something.
Very,
now.
Very similar. Now, what you've got with Michelle Obama
right.
is you've got the, you know, here's where Michelle Obama turned the tide with me.
Okay.
With that fist bump gesture.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Because she gave that look, and that look just said to me, you know, she can play the game.
She gave him a sexy look.
Absolutely. A very sexy yeah. look. And that's mm-hmm. when I said, mm-hmm. okay, I like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time,
Cindy.
Michelle Obama, doesn't strike me as the kind of person who would be really necessarily wild.
Passionate.
Wild in, you know, wild in a swinging kind of way.
I understand
princess?
What you're
however,
saying.
However, Cindy McCain,
uh-huh.
I look
oh, you're
at
using
her.
Using a sexy voice now.
And Cindy McCain. I look at her.
Yes?
And I know I get a feeling that, you know, that really, you know, while he's out mowing the lawn or something, uh-huh. I don't know where are you.
Well, I would think
here,
she would
I'm
have
here to sell some magazines.
I know what you're saying.
She'd have to be very good to get anything out of him.
But she, in her day, too,
yeah.
I mean, you know, they're both, I'll tell you, it's a step up from what we've had in recent years.
Was there a first
I mean,
lady?
We've had Hillary and we've had Laura Bush.
Right.
Was there a first lady poll? And, of course, Barbara Bush.
Right. I tell you, you know, what I expect seriously sometimes is somebody to unscrew Laura Bush's face in their circuitry back there.
Was there a first lady poll that included Bill Clinton?
No, actually.
How are you?
But since the vote was 49% for Cindy McCain and 48% for Michelle Obama, we can only assume the remaining 3% wanted Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
in
I
there.
Would think so.
And we really didn't get a good look. Get any of the other candidates' wives. I think Kucinich, we were talking about, she's kind
she
of a
was
big
really tall.
Amazonian kind of woman. Yeah. Well, who would you go for? Would you go for Michelle Obama or Cindy McCain? Now, I'm not talking about like on pure looks. I'm talking about just the whole mystique and also accessibility.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I hate to say this, but I think it would have to be Cindy McCain.
Yeah, because she'd be the bad girl.
I think so.
And
too. That counts for everything.
This is so odd.
It does count for everything.
That tilts the score.
You know, if you're not living with her, you know, if you don't have the ring on the finger, that's it's got to be the bad girl factor.
Exactly. This is so odd that I'm going to say this.
Yes.
I would say Mrs. Obama.
Oh my God!
Well, that's
stop
hot.
The presses,
yeah.
ladies and gentlemen.
How about that?
A moment of clarity.
That's
wow.
also
Rob Spiewak. has gone with the African American. It's
Bill Clinton,
unprecedented.
If Bill Clinton is not a candidate,
that's a big caveat.
Wow, Rob, that's incredible.
Don't you blaspheme in here. He's
not. He's seen the light. My God.
So among first ladies, a more specific question on likability, the gap's much wider. Fewer than a third of us dislike Cindy McCain, but 42% of us don't like Michelle Obama.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing where she's got that strength, and she's an attorney, too, and she's outspoken, and that's just the way it's going to be. But
I don't mind that.
I don't mind that a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I think I prefer
again.
That to... Zzz, zzz, zzz.
Welcome.
Here
to
comes the first lady, Laura Bush. Zzz, zzz. Time for a little tune-up. Zzz, zzz. All right, you're ready.
Thank you. I'm going to go on a TV show. Now, I will host the Today Show.
Did you write a book?
I wrote a book.
Who are you?
I am Laura Bush.
You're hot.
An Italian couple has repented after getting caught having sex in a church confessional box.
Oh, this is going to be a bad, Otis. This is going to be a bad story. You get ready up in heaven to poop on this story, Otis.
Are you sad?
Oh, so sad.
I think this is going to make you and Otis very happy.
Okay,
the way it all turns out. The drunken 30-somethings were arrested for obscene acts in public and disturbing a religious function there in northern Italy.
Man, in a church?
In a church, yeah. Yes,
that'll screw up a radio show, too.
Yeah, it can.
Seems like such a bad idea.
Very, very bad idea.
This couple not broadcasting at the time, however. A local paper, though, now reports that the couple has asked for and received forgiveness from the bishop.
He was probably watching.
There was also...
let me peek. You let me have a just a wanna peek.
Can you hear the screen slide up?
Show me your sins.
See, Buzz, in a Catholic church, there's a screen in the confessional.
No, I understand.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
You know what? I've seen it in the movies.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
I've seen it in real life.
I've
never been in a confessional box.
I've been there, yes. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole
thing. Yeah, see, I wouldn't know what to say.
Scary. First one. Ooh, the first one.
Bad.
Ooh, boy, that's
bad.
Scary. That's scary. That's scary because you really don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what he's going to say. He's going to say, jump off a bridge. You got to do it. The priest told you to.
On that first visit, do you confess more than you perhaps should have?
You confess kids things because you're a little kid when you go
in. It's like 12, right?
Something in that. I think it's when you're confirmed.
I remember.
It's a long time ago.
It's before confirmation.
Is it before confirmation? There's First Holy Communion.
I can remember.
And I think it's First Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm, I think
it's right around the time you have your first confession. Yes, you have to confess your sins before you can receive, and that's about 9 years old.
I remember my main confession when I did my first confession.
What was it?
It was that I touched a candle on the coffee table after my parents told me not to. And I was like so flipped out that I had to say this to a priest.
You know, if the priests are cool, I would imagine there's some pretty tremendous laughs. And it's a shame they've got that whole privacy thing that they have to respect.
Well,
they could come up with a great book.
Sometimes I think they bend the rules.
Confessionals say the craziest things.
Hosted by James Brown.
It's Jay, and now here's JB.
So the bishop gave the couple the forgiveness they asked for, and there was also a special mass last week to clear the confessional box of its sordid past.
Mm-hmm.
Now even the confessional needs to confess.
The power of Christ compels you.
I remember the one you'd get like one Hail Mary. And that, I mean,
I knew it wasn't serious.
You had certain ones. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The priest can give you any prayer to say that he wants.
Right.
And then you got to go down and get on your knees and you got to say the prayer. And it's kind of crazy. Do you still do that? Do you still do the...
Go to confession.
Do you go to confession?
Like twice a year.
Really?
But when I was little...
So it's about 9 years old, right? When we have...
In second grade.
Oh, so that
second grade
wow.
would be about 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
All right. You have your first Holy Communion, and then you go to go to confession. It's so long ago, and I'm such a I've fallen
bless
so
me,
far.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Right. Yeah. And
it has been
12 years
since my last confession.
And I, my God, I'd have to say 30. I'd have to say like 35.
Actually, Mike, wasn't your first confession your most recent?
Yes, I'm guilty.
His first
of being hot.
I used to make up sins. Because
you
I went to a Catholic
anything.
School,
you were
blasphemer.
And we went to Mass at least twice a week.
Don't
and
you blaspheme in here.
Back
Don't
in those days.
Here.
So lying in a confessional is
I
okay.
I know, and didn't that
you,
defeat the purpose?
Hold on.
You had to have something to tell
you
the priest.
You made up sins?
Well, things like, I said a bad word 3 times. Remember you had to give them the amount of times you committed that sin?
Yeah, that's true.
So you and, would be so pure.
Yes.
That you had to make up sins.
Had to make, which was defeating the purpose of the confession.
Right.
Don't you think so?
S.B.A.
She's very complex.
St. Beth Ann.
Amazing.
No.
Saint but you know
McBridian.
What?
Not isn't that awful?
It's
not,
amazing.
Not saintly to lie to a priest.
Right. No.
That's what I'm saying.
And then when he assigned you to work the beads. Did you do it or did you not do
whatever
it?
Whatever he told me.
That's the rosary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rosary beads?
Yeah.
Sure.
My mom
there's like Hail Marys, Our Fathers, Glory Bees.
Yeah, Glory Bees.
You, to the
you got in deep.
I did.
You went to a Catholic school?
Yeah, so we went to Mass every day. And,
oh, wow.
And back in those days, before you could, accept, the communion, you had to go to confession.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we were in the confessional all the time. I was a good kid.
We'll talk all of this Catholic stuff when Jeffrey Ross gets here.
It's no problem.
He's a great Catholic.
He's a good Catholic. We'll get that.
She spent too much time in the dark.
That's amazing. Wow. It had to make up sin.
You know what?
That's her, though, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't want the priest to feel bad.
Right.
The thing about her, she started much too late. Those Catholic girls.
Start much too late. But that one time, Rob, that's all it takes.
That's when she had to go to the home for unwed mothers.
I know she mentioned the mirror.
Only one time.
A morality is crumbling in the Salt Lake City suburb of Kanab.
Yeah, Mike.
Yes, Rob.
Last month.
Golf applause for morality crumbling.
The city council banned the wearing of bikinis at the city's public pools. It also banned Speedos. But Satan has had his way, and later this month, the council plans to rescind its bikini ban.
Fantastic.
Quoting Councilwoman Nina Laycook.
What is her name?
Nina Laycook.
Nina Laycook.
Sounds like an Indian name.
Sounds like Buzz is already ready for Friday.
Yeah, I think so.
That sounded like Jeremy Piven.
The name made me laugh. I'm sorry.
Nina Laycook.
Didn't mean to laugh at Nina Laycook.
All right.
She said, my recommendation is no thongs or string bikinis. So they're going to modify the rule, apparently.
Yeah, you can do, you know, it doesn't have to be string. You can have a lot of fun with those bikinis.
But that's how it starts.
I love
it.
Is there anything really as good as a great bikini?
On the right human being?
On
absolutely
the right human
not.
Being, yeah. You know, and a long, and a perfectly situated beach chair, and you can stare with your mirrored sunglasses. And I'm not talking about, like, Revos or Maui Jims or anything. I'm talking about the old kind that the guy wore in Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, aviators.
Actual.
Teardrop mirror sunglasses.
Exactly.
And then she walks by and is just like, okay, shoot that turtle for me.
Oh, poor Kanab. This is how the holy have fallen. 2 years ago, the city council there adopted what it called a natural family policy, encouraging breadwinning men and homemaking wives to bear, and I quote, a full quiver of children.
A quiver.
That's not the right word.
Quiver is what you put the arrows in, right?
Right.
Cupid's quiver is something else. Mm-hmm.
And a Catholic priest is on trial in Greeley, Colorado for going jogging in the nude. Father Bob Whipke.
Hi, Father. How are you? Yes, I'm going for your naked jog today, Father.
I'm just running by.
How you doing, Father? You got to take your naked jog today.
The little cord out here.
All right. Go ahead, take the twig and berries out for a little run there, Father.
I got to go swim.
Good luck to you, Father. Have a nice little naked run. I hope the kids will see you on your nude run, Father.
I hope they do, too.
Okay. Balls to the wall, Father.
Boy, then.
Take your beanbag out for a little jog, Father.
Boy.
Enjoy yourself. Fine day.
Good boy.
Father
good boy.
Bob was ticketed for indecent exposure a year ago this month.
Father Bob.
It was early morning, and Father Bob was jogging around the track at a local high school.
Of course it's Father Bob.
And of course it's a high school. Yeah. Maybe if I go for my jog a little later on, all the ladies will see me from the window.
Now, where can I put this collar?
Okay. I'm going to just put my collar on and put on me. Nikes, and I'll go running around the track and see if the girls can see me from the science lab.
If you don't look a little bit like a skinny Chippendale.
Yes, yeah, sorry, I hate it when it's a cold morning. Well, if it's a warm day, Father Bob looks a little larger.
Well, it was a warm day, and he told the cop he wasn't wearing anything because he said clothing makes him sweaty.
Oh, God. Good answer, Father Bob.
Jury selection began yesterday in the father's trial behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. The judge, by the way, has ruled that the jury doesn't need to know that Whipke is a priest. That, says the judge, is not relevant to the charges.
Oh, he might get off then.
Bob Whipke.
Coming up in the final buzz today, we've been forced to pull the tomato story off our shelves.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob, do we have any fat music? Do we have any fat music for the fat guys today? It's time to meet our guys. I'm very excited about this. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, happy Thursday. Happy Father's Day weekend coming up. Happy Fat Daddy Contest.
Yes. That is.
Now, I want to say I'm very disappointed in Michael Davis.
Yes.
Michael was our top weight person. He was 6 feet and 400 pounds.
Right.
And he stiffed us.
400 even?
So really eager to see him.
We only have. Did he ever make contact with Michael Davis at all?
No, he did not.
What a scumbag. Let's bring our first guy in. This is, yes, sir. This is Anthony Marshall. Anthony, step
hey,
right
Anthony.
Up to the microphone.
Hey, Tony. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you, Anthony?
Doing great. Fat and loving it.
Yeah, you know what? And you
looking
are
good.
You get a round of applause because you are, you're not going to get any extra points for it, but you are the heaviest guy in the competition, and you should be proud of that. And what were you pointing to something or what?
The Green Lantern belt buckle.
Oh, look, that is an amazing belt
hey,
buckle.
Hey, that's very cool.
You know what? We could tell him it fell off. You wouldn't know.
There it is right there. Say hi to Rob and Buzz.
What's going on, Rob?
Doing,
what's
Anthony?
Going on, Buzz?
Hey, good to see you, Tony.
Nice to
Anthony,
meet you guys, man.
Anthony, where are you from?
I'm originally from Warrenton, Virginia, but I live in Culpeper, Virginia now.
Very good.
Moved
very
to the
good.
City.
yes, in Culpeper. Anthony Marshall, how many kids do you have?
I have two stepkids and one son.
Okay, nice. So you good got one you. Biological son and two stepkids.
Yes.
And how old are you, Anthony?
I'm 28.
28 years young, and do you feel confident about the competition?
Oh, it's in the bag.
Now, you're familiar with what we're doing today. We're going to have the Jumbo Jumble. You've seen the jumbles in the newspaper, right?
Right.
And we're going to have the ice cream balance challenge. That's self-explanatory. You eat ice cream while you're trying to balance on one foot. How do you feel about that when you're 389? You
know, a little top heavy, but I think I can get it done.
It's all about balance. Think fast for 5 points, and then, man, this is the one I'm looking forward to. The Mentos Diet Coke Harvest at the end of the show where we're putting the Mentos down there. Have you ever seen that on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. It really is. Right. And then you try to catch the soda as it falls down around Peter, our intern's
catch
head.
The spew.
Okay.
All right. So anybody you want to say hello to before we let the games begin?
Oh, man. I want to say hello to my beautiful wife, Kay.
Hello, Kay.
To my son, Anthony.
Very good.
Nice.
That's Anthony Marshall. Anthony, thank you very
much.
Nice.
Great
you.
Guys.
We
can't
will
wait
see
for
you
show.
Later when the competition begins. Let's bring our next guy in, Stephen Manuel. Stephen Manuel, 5'9", 280 pounds. Let's bring him in here right now. Steven. Step right up to that microphone. All right, now this is the first guy that's scaring me.
Uh-huh.
This is the first guy that's scaring me ever since.
Like, is it the resemblance to Burl Ives?
No, it's the fact that I really feel, I think I saw this guy on Locked Up the other night on MSNBC. I swear to God, Stephen, how are you?
Doing good.
You're 5'9", 280, and have you ever been incarcerated, sir?
No.
You haven't?
Not yet.
All right.
Try to avoid it if you can.
Are you a member of a boys' choir with that lovely high voice?
Let me see what the T-shirt says.
Forbidden
says,
Planet, a famous science fiction film.
All right, so you're okay with this guy, right?
I'll let you know later.
Now, Steven is one of our lighter guys in the competition.
Yes.
He's tall enough to kind of thin his 280 pounds out, mm-hmm. but because you are over 250, you are in the Fat Daddy Challenge. How many kids do you have, Steven?
Just one.
Just one? Mm-hmm. And where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia.
And you fancy yourself a good game player? You think you're going to offer some competition to the other Fat Daddies?
Oh, yeah.
Very, very good. Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
My daughter. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Oh, wow. What's your daughter's name?
Big weekend.
Leah.
We'll do a happy birthday for her right now, okay? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Leah. Happy birthday to you. We have a friend of this show named Leah.
Well, used to.
I'm kidding.
Did you name her after the Star Wars character?
No.
Okay, well, I saw the sci-fi T-shirt, so I thought I should
ask. I had the same thought, Buzz. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, anything else you'd like to say before we have you take your leave?
Nothing else.
Thank you, Steven.
Nice to meet you, Steven. Right. Good luck.
Take care, you dynamo. Get the hell out of here. Thank you.
Silver that's, and gold.
That's a yes. You got the facial hair. Let's bring in our next fatty. This is Chris Garrett. Chris is 5'11", 260 pounds,
Chris.
And another guy that, he's portly.
So yeah. Step up to the mic, Chris.
He's not in Anthony Marshall's territory.
No, but he met the parameters.
Yeah, and that doesn't really matter. I mean, just, you got to be 250. How are you there, Chris?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Where are you from, sir?
Fredericksburg.
How many kids you have?
Got two.
And want to say their names for us?
CJ and Megan, and CJ's here with me.
Oh, that's right. You're the guy that brought your son to see his dad make a complete
right.
and total ass
how
out of
how old
himself.
Is CJ? Huh?
He's 13.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Oh, yeah, I have a 13-year-old daughter. That's you're just about at that age where they really like seeing dads humiliate themselves.
Me and him get along real good.
Have you realized, at 13, I discovered that my daughter is both more mature and brighter than I am. So have you discovered that with the kid?
Well, my wife, she says we have, when we're together, two children.
Yes, that's it, because you're a child as well. Let's have the young man step up here. What's his name again there, Chris?
CJ.
CJ. How are you, CJ?
Hi, CJ. Good.
CJ, how do you feel about having your dad participate in all these silly contests today?
It's pretty good, but it's going to be funny to watch him embarrass himself.
Yeah, there you go.
What if he wins?
I'll be happy.
Okay, good.
CJ,
I love 13. I really love that age.
What's with the earring, son?
Do you have an earring?
I like it.
Yeah, let me see.
Show Mr. O'Mara the earring.
Is that pierced, son? Is that a legitimate piercing?
Yeah.
All right, does daddy let you do anything you want? Is that the way it works? He does. Okay.
Does your father have any piercings?
He has nipples pierced.
Oh, my God.
No,
all right.
No, he's just kidding.
Oh, hey!
Let's, there you go.
CJ with a joke. I like that, CJ.
Well, I guess we'll find out in the shirtless competition.
CJ, how do you do in school, son? Do you do very well in school?
No, not really.
Well, not really.
Good for you, CJ.
You're going to have a good summer then. Very
he's
good.
A summer school candidate here.
Oh, you must be very proud.
He can always get a job as a bug spray salesman.
Absolutely. Or a phone screener. All right, Chris and CJ, thank you very much. Get out of here. We're going to bring last guy in here. Let's bring in Mike Mumford. The amazing Mumford. Let's bring in Mike right now. Here he comes. Hi, Mike. How are you?
How's everyone doing tonight?
We're doing great. You look familiar to me.
Yes, we've met a few times
before.
Where
have I met you before?
I used to work at a local dive down the road, and I bought you a bottle of
Was it a strip joint?
No. I wish I worked at a strip joint.
Okay, a local dive down the road.
Thursday Sports Bar, which was right down the road for a while.
Where was Thursday?
Thursday's up in the shopping
center. Right next to Friday's.
Yeah.
Okay. Was I sober?
Sometimes.
Sometimes when you arrived, but seldom when you left.
Mike's wearing a shirt that says, "Big guys get all the chicks."
It's true. Yeah. You gotta say that is true. Mike, where are you from?
Right here in Fairfax, Virginia.
And how many kids do you have?
I have one 16-year-old stepdaughter.
A 16-year-old stepdaughter? You want to say hello to her?
Hi, Des. How you doing?
How does she feel about your participation today?
She's 16-year-old. She has no idea what I'm doing.
Good for you.
And you feel you really another guy that's, he qualifies, but really, Anthony Marshall's
well,
the
look at
guy.
The belly. Oh, it looks, okay. Like, it's right. like a watermelon.
See,
with
when the shirts come off for the Mentos challenge, it's going to be delightful.
Andy's got delicious B cups.
He does. Anybody else you want to say hi to, Mike?
I'd like to say hi to my wife, Heather, and that's about it.
All right, nice. Very good. Get out of here. We're going to start the competition after we talk to Jeffrey Ross, and hopefully Jeffrey can hang around for that. And, yes, I have to wrap it up. He's here. Yeah, oh, he's not here. I like it when and Beth Ann
turns around. Doc is here. Doc's not here.
And Ann looks at the clock. All right. We are ready to go. It's the Jumbo Jumble.
Yeah.
Ice Cream Balance Challenge.
Yay.
Think Fast. And the Mentos Diet Coke Harvest.
Hooray.
All of that coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show today. We'll take a short break and be right back, hopefully with Jeffrey Ross, right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.